The next patient is Nereida Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. The first name is N-E-R-E-I, D like in Delta A. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 5. The underlying disease is diabetes mellitus, and comorbidities hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hyperuricemia, period. The patient was recently complaining of urinary symptoms. Increased frequency and pain, called the primary care doctor, and he prescribed Bactrim DS. She usually runs with a clearance between 13 and 14 mLs per minute, and this time, after a couple of days of treatment, the GFR went down to 11. The patient has been complaining of pain in the lower back that has been chronic. The latest laboratory workup that we have available was December the 16th, in which the sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are with a normal range. The creatinine went up to 3.92 from 2.80, and the BUN is 64. And the estimated GFR went down to 11 mLs per minute. The patient has a in the urinalysis a negative for protein. Hemoglobin is 10, the hematocrit is 30. Period. She has been complaining of persistent low back pain, has not taken any medications for the lower back pain. And I am suggesting her to take some Tylenol to see whether or not she's going to get some relief. This back pain has been present for a long time. The patient has been hesitant to consider renal replacement therapy. But it seems to me that that she has deteriorated significantly, and if these symptoms remain, she was advised to go to the hospital in order to clarify and make the diagnosis and treat properly. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control in the latest laboratory workup, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.5. This could be part of the deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure is 103 over 66. Period Mrs. Rios. Has a BMI that is 38. And she was advised to continue with a low sodium diet, the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and the plant-based diet. Following number, coronary artery disease status post 3 stents in 2018. The patient has been compensated and asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. She's followed by the endocrinologist, and she has a TSH that is 0.01 with a T4 of 1.56 and a T3 of 2.40. There was no change in the medications. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia, and she has been treated with the administration of Uloric. Following number, anemia related to CKD, with an oxygen, with an iron saturation of 31. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. And gabapentin. Following number, the patient has hyperphosphatemia that is treated with Belforo 500 post meals. Following number, the patient has the chronic back pain that it was initially treated with the administration of Flexerin. Following number, horseshoe kidney. Period. It seems to me that this patient is going to need renal replacement therapy and the evaluation of the lower back pain. For the time being, the urinary tract infection that is related to Citrobacter sensitive to the administration of Cipro, 500 milligrams tablets, seven tablets were called to the pharmacy to take one tablet per day. Reevaluation in a month. The patient was also instructed to give us a call in case that she needs our help. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the evaluation of the case face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.